Welcome to Inside Windows Phone. I'm Larry Lieberman. Today I'm with
Matthias Shapiro.
Matthias is going to be one of our new hosts here on Inside Windows Phone, so you should get to know him. And today we thought we'd have Matthias go through some of our best code samples. We've got a lot of code samples. I don't think anyone realizes the number of code samples we have.
Right. If you go on MSDN and you just look for code samples in Visual Studio with Windows Phone 8, you get about 100 different samples that you can go through and open them up and say, okay, how do I do this and how do I do that?
We've tried to create samples that demonstrate all of the most important developer scenarios and how we think you should be implementing them.
Yeah, and what I've done over the past week or so is tried to take as many of these samples as I can, walk through them, and what you see behind us is an overview of about 30 different samples and what features inside of Windows Phone they deal with. So it's a little bit of overwhelming at first glance, but if you're looking for something with camera photos, you can see we've got about a half dozen different samples that deal with that. We've got samples for proximity and speech, wallets, and long list selectors.
And you've created short URLs that go to all of these.
Yeah, and so if you go to aka.ms, WP8 sample, and then a number from 1 to 30, you can go to all of these different samples. So it's I think this is a great way to do a bit of an overview of all the great samples we have available, because, you know, really, you can go through tutorials and you can look at look at code on a blog, but the best way to really get in deep on your application and start working with things is to open up a sample.
Look, every developer I know, when they start a project, goes to the search engine of their choice, unfortunately not always Bing, but sometimes it is, and they type in looking for a sample to demonstrate how to execute on a particular developer scenario.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that you have all of the starter code you need to get going right away, and you can leverage all of the sample code directly in your application. It's absolutely there for you to directly copy.
Yep.
So we thought we'd go through some of these, right?
Yeah, so I want to start out, maybe pull up some of the samples that we have. I want to start with the samples that we have for some of the camera stuff. Open my video out, and let's take a look at one of the great features with Windows Phone is the lens feature, which allows you to integrate your application straight into the default camera that comes with the application.
It's one of the ways we let you extend our viewfinder and make your application available in a contextually relevant way. Most applications out there for mobile devices get installed and never used again, but in this case, you can install your app as a lens app. If this is the functionality you're leveraging, you'll be there directly in the viewfinder.
Right.
And so the sample, what does this sample show?
So this sample, the two ways you could open up your application that does photos is you can find it inside this big list of photos, or with a lens application, I'm going to press the hardware photo button, and we'll go to this is just the default photo app. You get a little bit of an inside look here at channel 9. And we go to our lens options, and you can see there's my lens sample. I can open it up, and it takes me to, now I'm inside my own application, and I could do kind of anything I wanted to here. I could impose another image on top of it, or run filters through it.
Or direct image processing,
right,
or of any type.
Now if we take a picture of Larry, switches from front to back. If we take a picture, we get this, all the UI that goes along with that, the animations. We can look back at other pictures that we've taken.
So essentially what the sample's showing you is how to plug in and mimic the viewfinder identically.
Right.
And all the aspects of that,
yeah,
in the sample.
If you were going to build a lens application, you could take this application. We've got a very permissive license. So you could just take it and start building off of that, use it almost as a template for your own app. So we can, we also have some really great samples that have to do with extensibility in photos. And lenses is just one kind of extensibility that we have inside of Windows Phone when it comes to photos. And so we have one sample that is all about extensibility. And you can see we open it up here, we can go directly to, we can see, okay, here are all the different ways we can extend the photos experience using our application, through Photo Hubs or Apps Picker or Share Picker. I'm just going to do a quick rich media version where we're just going to take another photo. Um, accept it. And now if we go to our photo hub, this sample, we'll take that, has integrated itself into all of the photo experience that we have. So if you can see down at the bottom, it says, oh, this is the application that captured this rich media experience. And if mm-hmm. we wanna, we can share it, and we see, well, there's our application that does all that can share photos. If we want to edit it, we see, oh, there's an application that can edit photos. So all of the extensions that we would want, anything we would want to do to integrate our application into the photo experience for the user, is right there in this sample. We can just go copy the code, start looking at it, and start building immediately. So now, of course, these samples move beyond just photos that you can do. One of the big things with Windows 8 is that with Windows, or Windows Phone 8, with Windows Phone 7, all of our lists were done in list boxes, and mm-hmm. we are encouraging developers to move to a much more robust solution called the Long List Selector.
Strongly encouraging. To the extent that if you open a new project, you won't see list box anymore in the control
right,
list.
Yeah.
But it is still available. It's just that we really discourage you from using it. A ton of work was done. Long List Selector is a full superset of the control. It does
right.
way more than list box does. And a ton of work was done in Windows Phone 8 to maximize the performance and optimize this control.
Right.
As opposed to list box, which we strongly deprecate now.
Right. And so we have this one sample. It's called the Long List Selector Infinite Scroll. And if we go, we can search Twitter for coding for fun. And then we'll get back this big list. And we can see that the performance on this list, even though it's pulling down all these images, is actually really great. And if we get down to the bottom of the list, it pulls more and more, and it gives us this kind of infinite scroll, and all of the code is there. The way that we can
it's virtualized list box.
Yeah,
and this is critically important. I can't stress how important this particular developer scenario is.
Right, this is something that we run into all the time, and some of the applications you download, you need to go and you need to find the sample and you say, okay, how did they do their bindings? And how are they loading their images? Mm-hmm. It's all there, and it's all actually really, really clear. It takes about 10 minutes to download the sample, take a look at it, and say, this is a solution that I can implement into my
application. I am so glad you showed me this, because this is something I need to do for my app.
Yeah.
All of the best apps out there are leveraging online content in one way or another. And so this sample demonstrates best practices around implementing a virtualized long list selector.
Right. And if we wanted to look, Long List Selector does more than just this great scrolling and image downloading. It's got some of the features with Long List Selector we'll be able to see here in this sort of fake people hub mm-hmm. that is also another sample. The original sample has loads up 200 fake names mm-hmm. into a people hub and puts it in, and you can see we have the jump list option where we can tap on this B, it brings up, and we can jump into all the people who start with O, all the people who start with P.
Right.
The only change that I've made in between the sample that's just downloaded and this one is I changed it from 200 people to 1,000. Mm. And so you can see that even with 1,000 people, we still get this really smooth, beautiful, easy to use, easy to access long list selector, as well as kind of the extended functionality that goes into that. Again, it's just all there. The code's really simple, very clean, very easy to look at. But it's a scenario that a lot of people are looking at and hopefully not spending a lot of time on after they download the sample.
And then what's the last one you wanted to show?
So the last sample that I wanted to show is we have some really great speech recognition in Windows Phone 8. And so we have a number of different samples that go over speech recognition. One of my favorite is we have the ability to create these custom grammars so mm-hmm. that if you're doing open speech recognition where I'm just talking and talking and talking and I want my speech recognition to know what I'm saying, I probably need to be connected to the internet.
Well, right. This is what I think about, because it's actually a number of different developer features that we kind of wrap under the umbrella of speech recognition.
Right.
One of them, so speech recognition itself, actually recognizing the full text of what you've said mm-hmm. and then coming back with something, that's an online activity that
right.
you plug into via a specific API we have. But the one you're talking about here is voice command.
Right.
Which is a little bit different, because you don't need to be online.
Mm-mm.
You define the grammar, and your application can take advantage of it, and people can talk to your app no online interaction necessary.
Right. And so with this sample, it uses that grammar, so you can download the sample, you can look at, okay, how did they build the grammar, and what words did they look at, and how did they manage those words? And so what we have here is we can change the UI that we see here by saying something like border blue. And you can see this can be done offline, and we can just make everything about this. We can make the text white. And so you can go back in and see. And one of the things we see here is that we didn't even see the default UI pop up.
Right.
So if we want to run our voice recognition in a smoother way that might be a little bit better for our user to interact with without the default UI popping up, we can go into the sample, take a look, and see, okay, how did they build their grammar? How can I use it online? And how can I make the experience one that fits in with what my application is doing?
Can you show us a little bit about what the code looks like?
Yeah. So
you can download these samples all from the code gallery, and we have the direct links that Matthias showed that we'll be posting on this page. But once you open up one of these projects, what am I looking at here? This is the actual grammar.
Yeah, so this is the grammar one, and this is the grammar. It's called a GRXML file.
Mm-hmm.
As a grammar XML file, and we can see these are the words that we support for different colors on that border box. We can go in and this is a little bit more complex, but this is what happens when we click on the mouse button.
I notice a lot of commenting here. It looks like a lot of time was spent trying to actually explain what was being done at each step.
Yeah. Most these samples are all very well documented, commented, and for the most part, I think I was surprised going through them exactly how simple a lot of these scenarios are.
Mm-hmm.
They seem complex. It seems like it might be hard, but when you get in there and someone actually just shows you, this is how I did it, you see, that's actually a really easy thing to do. So, if we go back and we look at something like the long infinite list selector, we see that it's really just a simple data context. It's an item template that loads a bitmap in the background.
So the templating would be how you actually configure the size and shape and look and feel
of each
item in the list.
Yeah, every one of those tweets is drawing from this template. And this template is where we have a create options for mm-hmm. background image loading. We can look at the view models. Almost all of these are built with a MVVM architecture. And so if you want to look at how good MVVM architecture is done, download the sample. Take a look at it.
I think we'll have to do another one of these, or a number of these, where you talk about MVVM more in depth.
Because
it's something that we strongly recommend. But it isn't always the most easy topic to get into. It oftentimes is a little bit, and most of the introductory material I've seen online is a little bit complicated.
Right. Yeah. So,
unfortunately, most useful things in life, I mean, many useful things in life tend to be a little bit more complicated sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean, again, one of the great things, if you go start going through sample after sample after sample, you see a lot of commonalities in how the applications are built, how MVVM is implemented. And so I just want to kind of end with this image again, and we're going to put this up both in a static and interactive form on MSDN.
That's awesome.
So if you're looking for samples, you can start here. You can go to the MSDN sample page and just start clicking through. There's some really great stuff, especially, I didn't get into a lot of it here, but especially with native code. There's mm-hmm. some great game samples that we have up there, where if you really want to get into building games for Windows Phone, it's a great place to get started.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, Matthias. For Inside Windows Phone, this is Larry Lieberman and
Matthias Shapiro. Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you again next time. Thank you.